This morning, we're talking to teens who are doing great things.
Listen to Sunday Morning Magazine no matter what day it is. Use your favorite podcast app and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear today.
And again, this morning, they're leaders, philanthropists, advocates for change. We're talking to teens who are doing great things. Up next in the studio are 15-year-old twins, Hannah and Alex. They are the founders of Adopt a Book. They're here this morning to talk about the organization that they founded at the age of 8. It's our pleasure to welcome Alex and Hannah back to Sunday Morning Magazine.
Thank you.
Now, we had you guys on the show several years ago, but refresh everyone's memory. Tell us about your organization, Adopt a Book.
So we're an organization that collects gently used and new books to kids that are in need of them that don't have access to books.
Now, Hannah, take us back to the beginning. How did you start Adopt a Book, and where did the idea come from?
Yeah, so we were around 8 years old, and Alex and I really recognized the need for literacy in downtown Cincinnati because a lot of schools that we saw didn't have a library or anything like that. So we approached our parents and asked them if we could help out some of the kids downtown and start a book drive. And then that book drive just kind of grew into a charity.
Okay. So, Alex, at 8 years old, how do you have the foresight to know, let's start this charity to help other kids? How do you have that foresight? Because at 8 years old, I was watching the Flintstones and Scooby-Doo. So where did that come from?
Well, I think it mainly came from the fact that Hannah and I both love to read so much. And we were kind of surprised when we saw that there were kids that didn't have access to books that probably didn't even own a book. And we really wanted to do something about that because we both love to read so much. And as we said, we first started a book drive and eventually kind of grew from there.
Okay. And so here we are several years later. So you were 8 and today you are how old?
15.
15 years old. Look at that. Now, what have you guys learned from starting this business at the age of 8, now up until the age of 15? What have you learned about being business savvy, leadership, building a business from the ground up and growing that business? What have you two learned? Hannah?
I personally have learned it's not as easy as it sounds. There's a lot more that goes into it. More people needed books than I first thought. I didn't think that there was this big of a need, probably because I was 8 and I didn't fully understand, but now I really see the importance in what we're doing.
Okay, and Alex, what have you learned?
I've learned that, as Hannah said, it's not as easy as it looks. There's a lot of work that goes into it, but as well that it's really a gratifying process to know that you're helping all these people have books and get better in their literacy and helping all these kids. So it's worth it, I'd say, but it's a lot of work.
And likewise, what have the two of you learned about the importance of literacy on this journey?
Well, literacy is, I guess it's really important because schools, of course, literacy is played into so much of that with all the classes that you go to, and you've got to know how to read by, I believe, third grade. And of course, literacy is very important at home as well. Parents read to their children, and it can help help grow that bond with that. And it really helps you in all the areas of school. You can read things that you don't learn for maybe a grade or two that maybe gives you an advantage in that class, and it really helps you a lot.
Okay, Hannah, what have you learned about the importance of literacy?
So reading, I think, is important because people read to learn, and the more they read, the more that they can learn. And I know that if I hadn't started reading from such a young age, I probably wouldn't be as obviously well-read, but like I wouldn't know as much as I do today. And it's really helped grow. Just, I feel like I'm a lot more mature. I've been reading because I've been reading a lot more, and it just really helps people grow.
So when you look at some of your peers and what some of your peers are doing, because you guys have taken on a huge responsibility, you have your own nonprofit. When you see friends doing things maybe you can't, or maybe you don't have time to do, how does that feel for you guys?
I think that it's definitely, like, I feel like sometimes I miss out if I didn't invest a lot of my time into a sport or something when I was younger, but I feel like this is more long-term, and it's definitely more important, in my opinion, I think, because it's giving back, and there's always time for that, and that's always that always should be a priority, I think.
Okay. And so how do you feel when you see peers, Alex, you know, doing different things? Not that we're judging or anything like that, but do you feel like, you know, maybe, man, if I didn't have this organization, maybe I could be doing that, or maybe I could be on this team. Do you feel like you're missing out?
Well, sometimes I feel like that if I had maybe had more time to do this sport. But in the end, as Hannah said, it's really gratifying to this is more long-term. And I guess I could say I'm more important in that case than being on this team or that, because we're helping a lot of people long-term, and it's really just a good experience to go through.
Almost in the same vein, let's talk about life, because, you know, life is coming at you. You have this nonprofit organization, but you still have to study for that test. You still have to maintain your academics and things like that. You still want to hang out with your friends and things like that. How do you manage this huge responsibility at such a young age?
Well, I guess the first thing is we try to make time for it, schedule when we're going to do things, and say we're doing Adopt a Book business on this day. We're not going to do anything else but that on this day, and sort of manage our time properly to make sure we're not overloaded with schoolwork or like sports or anything after school, and make sure we just have enough time to do everything we need to.
Yeah, and we really try and dedicate and put back time for Adopt a Book at least once a week, but it ends up being more than that sometimes. And also, our parents are a huge help with doing things like picking up books from this donation drop-off or things like that. They really take a lot of the workload off because we can't do some of those things.
Okay. So what kind of response and feedback do you get from young people having the chance to hand, let's say, a kid a book that may have never had their own book? What does that feel like for you guys? And what response do you get back from young people?
Well, it feels really good, again, knowing that we're giving them a book for possibly the first time, and that they may not have read for a while without our intervention. And it feels really good, again, to do that. For example, at the Fall Feast, some of the kids say that they love coming there, and they're going to take as many books as they can carry because they love to read. And it feels really good knowing that we're spreading our love of reading and literacy. And it's a good feeling to know that we're doing that.
Okay, Hannah?
I think it makes me feel really good because I know I can see the immediate effects of what I'm doing, and I can see how happy the kids get if they're like, oh, I love this book and things like that. And they get really excited when we give them the books. And I don't know. I think it's a really good feeling.
And in case you're just tuning in this morning, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. This morning, we're speaking to the 15-year-old founders of Adopt a Book. We're speaking to Hannah and her brother, Alex. Now, let's talk about the success of the organization. How many books have you guys been able to give away over the years?
I believe about the exact total is 132,621 books.
So for those out there listening this morning, if they would like to help out with Adopt a Book, first of all, let me ask you, what's on your wish list? If there's someone listening, you know, they just have money to throw around and they want to help spread literacy, what's on your wish list? What would you love the most?
I think our number one priority would probably be a bigger like office space and a bigger place to store our books, because right now, we just have a small storage unit, and we can't really have a lot of volunteers come and help us out, especially when it's cold because it's outdoors. And then something fun, probably be like a truck or something, because we transport all of our books in our family car, and that get kind of hard sometimes.
Okay, so what I heard, Hannah, is office space, storage space, a car or a van. If anyone would like to donate to Adopt a Book, anything else on your wish list, Alex, that you would like someone to donate to Adopt a Book?
Well, of course, financial donations always work to help grow our organization, and books are always wanted to help increase the number of books we're able to donate and supply.
And Hannah, what type of books are you generally in most need of?
We usually need, for the most part, children, young adult books, like pre-K through 7th or 8th grade, but we can always use basically any type of book as long as it's new or gently used.
Okay, and that age group again?
Pre-K through 8th grade.
We also have a very large need for books in Spanish and other languages.
And there's also an opportunity for book drives. Our company here, Hubbard Radio, we are doing a book drive right now for you guys. We're collecting new and gently used books. If others would like to organize a book drive of their own, how can they find out more information?
Well, you can contact us at www.adoptabookohio.org, and he'll find all of the necessary information there, such as our phone number and social media accounts. And from there, you can get in contact with us and set up a time and place to get a book drive ready.
All right. And with that, we're out of time this morning. Thank you so much for taking time to talk to us. You guys are doing amazing work with Adopt a Book. Thank you so much for stopping by, and all the best with Adopt a Book.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We've been speaking to 15-year-old twins, Hannah and Alex, founders of Adopt a Book.
Stick around. We'll be back with more Sunday Morning Magazine in a moment.